And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. I've been holding off a little bit on reporting on President Donald Trump's legal troubles this week. As if I reported on every iteration of it, it's pretty much all I'd talk about. But there is a new development today, with the president making what many experts see as a clever change to his legal representation team. So let's go through a couple of the latest developments. For the last 3 months, President Trump and the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion have been doing a bit of a dance about whether or not the president and special counsel will sit down face-to-face for an interview. In January this year, the president seemed hesitant.
Would you be open to
it? We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens. But when they have no collusion and nobody's found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
But 2 weeks later, he said this.
Are you going to talk to Mom? I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Do you have a date set?
There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
Leaks from inside the president's team indicated that there was a clash between his lawyers over whether he should talk to the special counsel. Some of his lawyers saw an interview as the only way of bringing the investigation to an end and were keen to organise one. Others saw it as an obvious trap where Mueller could potentially catch the president perjuring himself. Keep in mind that was what Bill Clinton was caught by when he lied about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. We now know that in March, President Trump's lawyers met with the special counsel to talk about an interview. And Jay Sekulow, one of the president's team, boiled down the topics Mueller wanted to know about to 49 questions. One of the questions was about whether the president's team had offered a pardon to former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. According to the New York Times, Trump's lead lawyer, John Dowd, had done exactly that and resigned soon after he saw the list of questions. Earlier this week, we also saw the list of questions when they were leaked to the New York Times. They're very open-ended questions, asking a lot about the president's state of mind during key moments of interest to the special counsel surrounding the firing of Mike Flynn and James Comey, as well as Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with Russians in Trump Tower and a bunch of other things. The president tweeted his anger about the leak, saying, "So disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You have a made-up phony crime, collusion, that never existed, and an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice." There are actually over a dozen questions about collusion in the list. The special counsel's office denies being the leak, and subsequent reporting is indicating that it's more likely that someone on President Trump's own team was the leaker. Several experts have explained the logic behind that.
It's very likely, or at least it would make a lot of sense, that the leak would come from Trump world.
They're looking for the media and the public to go, geez, these questions are really hard.
Yeah.
They really would not go well for him. He can't sit down because they can't convince him to not do it themselves.
Because people like us on television would be saying that this is a really bad idea, and perhaps he listens to television more than he listens to his own advisors.
Those are experts David Drucker, Frank Figliuzzi, and Renato Mariotti speaking on CNN and MSNBC. But if those experts are right, then the main thing that matters is what Fox News says about it. It is, after all, the president's favourite TV station. Fox News' chief national correspondent Ed Henry said this yesterday about the leak.
Others in the president's orbit saying maybe the president wants these leaks out there so everybody's on the same page about exactly what Mueller is asking, plus the White House can use these leaks, as they did today, to say all of this is a witch hunt. The bottom line is the list you've been talking about of over 40 questions is so broad that people close to the process are telling me tonight it makes it less likely the president will ever sit for an interview with Mueller.
Now, Fox News' opinion shows are talking about this list a lot. Here's Sean Hannity, the Fox News host closest connected with Donald Trump, talking about the questions yesterday.
This New York Times thing, put it in your fireplace and burn it, because we have sources that say half of these questions are dumb anyway. You don't, what was in your mind at the time? You don't punish people or charge people. Not that you can charge a sitting president, and the president has every right to fire anybody he wants for the thoughts they have in their head.
He's actually not right about that. Criminal intent is important. Here's Fox News' Jesse Waters, though.
I'm terrified of these questions, Kimberly. I looked at these questions last night. I don't think that Mueller has a case against the president, but it's clear he is building
right.
A very, very deadly serious case against the president. I wouldn't go near Robert Mueller with these questions. If you answer these questions under oath, you're going to be impeached. This is very, very dangerous. Here's why. Half a dozen of these questions are about his tweets.
Today, the news is that another of the president's lawyers has resigned. Ty Cobb was one of the lawyers encouraging cooperation with the special counsel, and now he's gone. He'll be replaced by Emmett Flood, who is extremely experienced in this area. He represented Bill Clinton during his impeachment proceedings. He also represented Hillary Clinton during the email controversy and joins the team just after the addition of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The Washington Post's Robert Costa says this staffing change is significant.
This is a sea change in the president's legal team. You're moving from Ty Cobb, who preached cooperation to the president and his fellow attorneys, and you're now moving to Giuliani and Emmett Flood, two combative personalities guiding the president.
It's significant as well because previously the president's team was full of people who were not experts in constitutional issues like this one. The story is getting more and more intense every day, Fran, and yesterday the Washington Post reported that if Donald Trump doesn't agree to an interview, Robert Mueller might force him to with a subpoena. And that would mean a Supreme Court fight because it's entirely unclear whether you're even allowed to subpoena a president.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.